Moncrief on News Talk.
Rejection is an inevitable part of dating, but doesn't have to define your confidence or your future relationships. So today we're going to explore how to handle dating rejection in a healthy way, why it happens, how to build resilience, and what you can learn from the experience, whether you're getting back into dating or feeling discouraged after a setback. Mairead Lachman, professional matchmaker and founder of Love HQ Matchmaking, joins me now. Good afternoon, Mairead.
How are you, Fionnuala?
I'm great. Why does dating rejection feel so personal, even when it often isn't?
Well, rejection is psychologically very stressful, but people need to remember it's only temporary. Okay, so people who fear rejection actually feel it a lot more. So even a neutral experience can be really heightened. So I think, you know, when it comes to dating, if you're not getting rejected, you're not dating properly. Dating is outside everybody's comfort zone. And so it's easy to stay in your little box where it's safe, because let's face it, nobody wants to be rejected. Nobody. And it is so personal. Even when people try and not take it personal, it is so personal.
Then how do we stop taking it personally? The million-dollar question.
Well, first of all, we have to realise the probability of finding love on any given day is 1 in 562. So
perfect.
Rejection is, yeah, it's so easy, you know. So rejection isn't failure, it's just math. So if you, and people need to realise this, okay, dating is a numbers game. And so if you say to yourself, right, I'm going to date 100 people. And if something comes of it, great. So what happens is people go into their first date and they're like, I hope this is it. I hope they really like me. And they put so much pressure, even on their very first date in life, their third date in life, they're putting so much pressure on it. But if I was to say to you, okay, if you date 100 people, you're probably only going to start getting success after about date 37. And that doesn't mean you have to go on 37 dates with people, but just chatting to people, you know, getting to know them, seeing if you get to the dating stage. Whereas people put so much pressure just on each individual interaction.
So you're talking there about putting too much pressure on interactions. Is that kind of one of the most common mistakes people make when they're dealing with rejection and dating in general? Or what else crops up for you in your work?
Yeah, it is. And if you think about it, a lot of people that are single out there and are dating, they're dating from a place of loneliness. That's what motivates them to go out there and try and meet a partner. Mm. And so what happens is, when you're dating from a place of loneliness, you are kind of putting too much pressure on in each interaction. You're also making different decisions because you're less likely to look at red flags. You're less likely to make good, sound decisions. You're less likely to put boundaries in place very early on. So that would be one of the biggest things when we come to dating.
Okay. And in terms of the actual maybe interaction itself, say you're on this third date or whatever, and the other person has decided for a myriad of reasons it's not going anywhere else, or they've sent you the text maybe after the date to say I'd rather just be friends, or I'm not looking to pursue it. How do we respond to rejection in the moment? Is there a healthy way to do it?
Yeah, well, I always think just welcome it, is what I would say. So if you're thinking about when you're out there dating, you have to think about it. I'm one step closer to meeting my person. This is just not my person for whatever reason. And like, I'm a professional matchmaker. I've matched close to 12,000 people in the last 10 years. I ask everybody after each date, how did you get on? If they want to meet again, why did you want to meet again? But also if they don't want to meet again, why? And very often what I see is it's something to do with them, with themselves. It's not to do with the person they were on a date with. So whether they were really hoping to meet someone with blonde hair, whether they were really wanted to meet somebody, you know, that's a guard. Sometimes I get women that's like, they only want to date a guard, or they only want to date a nurse or whatever. So, you know, if the person doesn't fit in that mold, very often they're like, no, that's the mold. So it can be people's overprescribing as well. You need to be open-minded. You need to, you know, look at the bigger picture of people, especially with this time of Instagram. People are looking for the perfect person that's Instagrammable more so than, are they kind? Are they happy? Are they good fun? Would they be a good partner for life? Would they possibly be a good parent if you want to have children with them? So you need to look at all the characteristics of someone and stop like trying to isolate it to kind of smaller things.
Yeah. And I suppose it's also the question of making sure that they fit into your life as well, because you could be overlooking someone who actually would be a great, you know, match in that sense. And
yeah, obviously, yeah, compatibility is so important. So it's not just, you know, there's the initial things. It's like, well, are they lifestyle compatible? So if you like going, you know, running and doing marathons and all that sort of thing, less likely to match with someone that just likes watching marathons of Netflix, we'll say. If people like to eat healthier, if some people as well, intellectually compatibility, as well, financially compatible, are you a spender or are you a saver? All of those things have to be a factor when you're looking. And when I say, when you do meet the right person, things tend to fall into place a little bit easier. It tends to be a little bit easier. Things align a little bit easier. When they're not the right person for you, you kind of get these alerts, you know, little red flags along the way, or just little I suppose, indications that this is not your right person. It's kind of like the universe is pushing them out of your way, going, this is not the right person. And it's important to listen to each of those as well.
There's a text in here saying about how they kind of started dating for sport, essentially. I went on a date every Monday, Wednesday and Friday to pass the time after work. I'd say date 50, I met my now husband. Definitely, you have to do lots of dating. And it's something that myself, I'm seeing on my feed and amongst my friends, they're kind of, and among my female friends, I should say, that they're kind of approaching dating as a bit of a sums game as opposed to anything else, and kind of a bit of crack, not putting too much weight on it. Are you finding, is there a difference in terms of your clients? Are female clients more receptive to the idea of go out and date loads? Are men more receptive? Do you find any resistance from either side? Or what are you finding in these conversations?
I think the average age of people meeting their lifelong partner now in Ireland is late 30s when people are starting to get married and everything. Okay. So they have been around the block, and very often they know more what they're not looking for as opposed to what they are looking for. But one thing is for sure, you know, if you know what you're not looking for more so, you need to, I suppose, expand out. You know, it is a numbers game. The more people you're meeting, the better chance you are of finding love. It is the most biggest decision and most important decision you're ever going to make is who you're going to marry, especially if you want to have a family with that person. So, you know, do look out there. Don't just settle and make sure they are aligned for you. But like the biggest thing is have fun and be true to yourself. Like what I would say to all of my clients, sit down and have a look at what is important to you. You know, is it important that they drive a fancy car and that they work in finance? Probably not. Is it important that they're kind and, you know, treat you really well and you feel great and excited to see them every time? That's what the most important stuff is. And if that's not the case, you need to keep on looking. If you're not thinking to yourself, I'm so lucky to be with that person, or they're not thinking to themselves, I'm so lucky to be with that person, they're probably not your person. Like, life is long. You're going to eat 20,000 meals with them. You're going to go on how many different holidays down through the years. There's going to be bumps in the road. So the person you decide to be with, it's very important that it's the right person.
That is all well and good, but I will also say I know people in mindset can find it just really hard. Like, I'm getting so many texts in now about finding the apps in particular, and I suppose overall dating, like finding it really difficult to kind of stay positive. Do you have any practical tips you can give people to keep putting themselves out there and stay optimistic?
Yeah, first of all, I would say is dating fatigue is real. So if you feel that you are getting dating fatigue, I'd say come off the apps, but I'd nearly set an alarm on my phone or in my calendar that this time 3 weeks or this time 4 weeks, I'm going to get back on the apps. I'm going to get back out there dating, and I would go for it then, because very often people come to me, they haven't been on a date 2-3 years. They came off the apps and forgot to get back out there. There's other ways to date. Obviously ourselves, professional matchmakers at Love HQ. Then there's also dating events. Then also, why not say to your friends, you know, do you know anybody? And let your friends, that's how I started being a matchmaker. Let your friends match you. But don't be like, oh, is he perfect? Is he great? You know, I'm going to kill you if he isn't the right person or anything like that. Just be like, you know what? I'm going to meet him for a coffee. I'm going to meet her for a coffee and see how we get on. Also as well, what we're talking about here is the fear of rejection. If you're out and about and you meet somebody, how prepared are you to ask them on a date? So you could say to them, would you like to go on a date sometime? That's a very yes or no answer. So the chance of rejection is 50% basically. But if you're chatting away to someone in a bar, or if you're even in the supermarket or on public transport, whatever, and say to them, you're great fun, we should grab a coffee sometime. Simple as that. They'll either say yes or no. And it's not as, you know, I suppose, as weighted in rejection as yes and no. But, you know, for anybody that is out there dating, like unless you're out there dating yourself right now, you have no idea how difficult it is to be single in Ireland in 2026. It is very difficult. You're constantly putting yourself out there. It's completely outside your comfort zone. For a lot of people as well, they've put a lot of time into their career, so they're very successful in their career. So therefore, they can very often feel not successful in their dating. And so there's a lot of pressure on themselves as well. So what I would say is just be a little bit easier on yourself. Think about what you're looking, you know, what the type of person you'd like to meet, how you want to feel in your relationship, but also give yourselves breaks when you need to take the breaks.
What about ghosting then? It's something that comes up so often, and coming up here in the text once again, one texter here, it's the level of ghosting online is so high. A decent human would surely say this isn't for me, but nice to meet you, etc. I've been on lovely dates and just never heard back from them. That's an entirely different kind of rejection in a way. But again, you could argue not personal perhaps, or at least how do you not take it personally then when you're not even getting a response from the person?
I know. I think ghosting is probably one of the worst things out there, but I actually think it's like a flaw in the person that is ghosting. Okay, if you were the person after ghosting someone, first of all, you need to look at how you're dating. everybody, excuse me, should be dating with kindness. Everybody needs to realize that people are humans. But the problem with online dating is the amount of rejection. The great thing, I suppose, with coming to a matchmaker, you're never going to be ghosted because it's always going to be follow-ups and everything. So you, I suppose, eliminate that. But yes, with online dating, you could have gone on a date with somebody. You might have gone on absolutely brilliant with them. You could have even said to your friends, oh my God, I'm looking forward to it, and arranged another date, and then they've disappeared off the face of the earth. So that, you know, that emotional or that psychological, just literally guillotine, gone, they're disappeared off the face of the earth, is really difficult psychologically. What I would say is you have to remember it's nothing to do with you. It's actually their lack of communication skills. And so they really haven't rejected you. They just have been a less than good person, is what I would say, you know. And so you probably have had a lucky escape, is the only way I can say you can deal with that. Because, like, let's face it, if somebody can't have a good communication or good conversation with you, even just to say, look, I really enjoy the date with you, but I just don't feel there's enough chemistry. That's literally one message. And they should be able to say that. They're definitely not going to be able to communicate about the bigger things in life. So let's face it, they're probably not going to be a great life partner anyway. So you've probably had a lucky escape. It doesn't make a feel any better in the moment, but long term, you've definitely, you know, dodged a bullet there.
That's life, yeah, I suppose. What are the signs that you're taking rejection too personally in your dating approach?
I think when you, like, start personalizing it, if you start, like, you know, internally reflecting, I'm not good enough for dating, or why do I keep getting rejected, or what, like, it's one thing I also hear as well is, like, all of my friends are married, all of my friends have babies, all of this sort of thing. Stop, you know, putting yourself in line with other people. Stop thinking to yourself, oh, I'm after getting rejected again. Okay, they're not your person. As I said, dating is a numbers game. If you were on the third or fourth this year date and you're after, you know, essentially thinking you're after getting rejected, have you actually been rejected? You know, is it a case that you met up and you kind of know things didn't really align, but you were open to meeting them again? That's different to somebody, you know, saying to you, do you want to, you saying to them, do you want to go on a date? And them saying absolutely no. So, you know, you have to think to yourself, okay, this isn't personal. I'm just not that person's, you know, that cup of tea or whatever, or I don't align to what they're looking for. But stop as well thinking to yourself, I hope this person likes me. I hope this person likes me when you go on a date. Start thinking to yourself, do you know what? If this is the right person for me, great, let's organize another date and go on another date. But if this isn't the right person for me, like, I'll just move on to the next person. This isn't my person. And I'm one day closer to meeting my person. And so, you know, as I said, just keep going. Just keep, like, honestly, I didn't meet my person until my late 30s. And, you know, I had relationships and everything. I myself, and regularly, like, remind my clients, you will know when it's the right person. Just keep on going. Just, you know, if you need to take a break, take a break. But don't be afraid of rejection. Like, if you are getting rejected, you are dating properly.
Hang in there, guys. Start the exposure therapy over the own brand items in the supermarkets. Marie Lachman, professional matchmaker and founder of Love HQ Matchmaking. Thank you for joining us.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.